Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Yud Beis. We're going to begin on Yud Aleph Amud Beis by the Mishnah, about two-thirds of the way up by the Daf. Mietz Hashem, we'll finish off Yud Aleph Amud Beis and do Yud Beis today as well. So we begin with the Mishnah. The Mishnah is something that we've also learned previously, good Chazara for us. So the Mishnah begins on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis with the following statement. Omer Tein Ge Zeli Ishti. If the man says to the Shaliach, he says, please go and give this get to my wife. Or he says, Ushtar Shichur Zeliabdi. Or he says, please give this get Shichur to my Evid Kenani. So at that point in time, Imrotza Lachzor Bishnehen Yachzor. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir's opinion is that a person is allowed to go and retract still at that point in time because the get, either the get of the woman or the get Shichur of the Evid Kenani, has not yet reached the possession of that woman or that Eved Kenani, respectively. And therefore, it still is within the purview of the person who sent it to retract the shlichus. And therefore, even if the shlich were to go and give it, since the shlichus has been retracted, this woman is in fact not going to be divorced. The Eved Kenani is in fact not going to be a Eved that is freed. He still will belong to the master. Now, elsewhere, the Gemara will discuss that whether this is something proper to be done, because the shaliach doesn't necessarily know that the Baal has retracted him, and the woman will not know that the Baal had retracted the shlichus, and therefore could lead to a terrible takola. So that will be discussed at a different point in time. But right now, the basic etzem din is, Rav Meir holds that it is not considered a schus for the woman to be divorced, it is not considered a schus for this eved ivri to be mishuchwar. We'll have to explain why, and therefore, when the shaliach acquires the get on behalf of the Baal, so he doesn't have the right to also be zochin li'odam shelo b'fanav and acquire it on behalf of the woman or the Eved Kenani at the same time. That is Rav Meir's opinion. The Chum disagree. The Chum omrim, in regards to Begitei Noshim, it definitely is something that would be a chov for this woman to be a divorced woman. So therefore, the shaliach doesn't acquire it on her behalf. He obviously was never asked by her to do this, but if it was a zechus for her, so then we would say the rule, zochin li'adam shelo b'fanav. We have a principle that if somebody is doing something for my benefit, so they're allowed to do that as my shaliach, even though I didn't authorize them, I didn't assign them to be my shaliach. So the Chachamim's opinion clearly disagrees with Rav Meir in regards to the Gitei Noshim, where it's definitely a chov, they say, for the woman to be divorced, and therefore this shaliach, who is not acting on her behalf by her assignment, cannot go and act on her behalf because it's a zechus to her. No, it's in fact it's a chov to her, and ein chovin liyadam shelo b'fanav. However, in regards to freeing the slave, there is absolutely no bad thing about being freed by the slave, according to the Chachamim. For this slave to become free is a total zuchus for this person. Because it is considered a zuchus for this Eved to be freed. And therefore, this Eved Kenani, even though he didn't authorize a sign, this shaliach, on his behalf to accept the get for him, the minute the get is given into this shaliach's hand, he does zochin li'adav shelo b'fanav, and as a zechus for this Eved Kenani, he accepts it on behalf of the Eved Kenani, even though he wasn't authorized the sign to do so by the Eved Kenani, and therefore this Eved Kenani goes free immediately, and therefore the Baal cannot go and retract this shlichus for the shichur of the Eved Kenani. But the ein chavin lo el b'fanav, on behalf of the woman, it's considered a chov, and therefore this shliach can't go and acquire this get without this woman authorizing him to do so on her behalf, because it's a chov, and ain't chovim lo ela b'fanav. So this is the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. They agree in regards to the Gitei Noshim that it's definitely something that is not a zchus for the woman, and therefore both Rav Meir and the Chachamim say absolutely he doesn't acquire it on behalf, and therefore the Baal can be chozer. However, they disagree in regards to the Eved Kenani. Rav Meir holds that it's not a schus for the Eved Kenani. We'll have to explain why not. And the Chum say it is a schus for him, and therefore the Shaliach can acquire it on behalf of the Eved Kenani, even though he wasn't authorized to do so by the Eved Kenani. Now, the Mishnah explains, She'im Yirtzeh Shelo Lozunis Avdo Reshoi. It explains the position of the Chum now by saying that why is it not a schus for the woman, but it is considered a schus for the Eved Kenani, because Shem Yirtzeh Shelo Lozunis Avdo Reshoi. Because if the Baal says, listen, I no longer want to feed you, Mr. Eved Kenani, and you're on your own, which the Gemara will discuss in great detail, he has the right to do that to a certain extent. So Mirza Shalo Lozun is Avdo Rashai. If he says, I'm not going to physically support you, I'm not going to give you food, so he has the right to do so. And therefore, he could cut off the support of the Eved Kenani at any point in time, so it's obviously a big schus for the Eved Kenani to be on his own. Vishalahu lozunis ishto and a rosh but for him to say, I'm not supporting my wife, no, that's an obligation of the ksuba, and therefore that's an obligation of the marriage, and he can't say, I'm not going to support you. So therefore, it would be a chov if you were to go and accept this divorce on behalf of the woman, and that she will no longer be supported. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. What does Rav Meir respond to that? Rav Meir responds back to the Chachamim. He says, no. By accepting this divorce on behalf of the Eved Kenani, the Shaliach has essentially now said, you no longer, if the master was a Kohen, you're no longer allowed to eat Truma. That's a big chol for the person. And Kishem Shuposel is Ishto, just like the husband can go and divorce his wife and stop her from eating truma, so too, by being mishachrer the Eved is no longer allowed to eat truma, and therefore it's considered a chov for the Eved Kenani and not a zechus, and that's why Rebbe says that the Baal can still retract, that the Shliach can't go and automatically accept it on behalf of the Eved Kenani because it's causing him a chov, i.e. he won't be able to eat truma if the Baal is a kohen. Where we'll discuss also what happens if the Baal is not a Kohen. So we'll get to that as well. In any event, that's what Rav Meir says to the Chachamim. And the Chachamim say back to Rav Meir an enigmatic statement that we'll also have to wait till we get to the Gemara to explain. Amrilo, the Chachamim said to Rav Meir, no, Mipneishu Kinyano. The only reason that is so is because he's a Kinyan Kaspo, that the Eved is considered a Kinyan of the Baal, and therefore, in this situation, the Chov doesn't apply. Even though he no longer will be able to be Truma, that was only because he was Kinyan Kaspo. Now, how is this an answer? Rashi points out, exactly what is being said over here, because it doesn't make sense yet at this point in time. So if you don't understand it, don't worry. It's an enigmatic statement that the Gemara will have to explain. Mipnei Shehu Kinyan No. Okay, let's start the Gemara. Yosef Rav Huna, Rav Yitzchak, Bar Yosef, Kamed Rav Yirmiyah, these two great Amoroyim, Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, were sitting in front of their Rebbe, Rav Yirmiyah, and the Yosef Rav Yirmiyah, Kamen Nam name, Rav Yirmiyah was sitting there, and he was taking a little Dremel. He must have given the Shia. They were sitting and learning. They were often just in the base medrash, and they would sleep a little bit in the base medrash. So the two Tamidim, Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, were talking and learning. The Yosef Rav Huna, Vikomar, Rav Huna was sitting there, and he said as follows, Shema mina midrabbanan. We can learn from the Shita of the Rabbanan or Mishnah that said that the Shliach can act on behalf of this Eved Kenani, even without being authorized to do so, that you can see from this din that the Chacham taught us, that hatofes lebal chov kana, that if somebody comes along and grabs something on behalf of the Baal Chov, so let's say Reuven owes Shimon money, okay, and Shimon's not there and didn't authorize Levi to go and collect from Reuven. But Levi comes along and takes something from Reuven. And he does so on behalf of the chov that Shimon is owed by Reuven, hatofes lebal chov, without being authorized to do so. Kana, it's a valid acquisition, that which he took from Reuven, even though he wasn't authorized to take it on behalf of Shimon, Levi acquired it on behalf of Shimon. So, because we had a similar thing in the Mishnah, that the shaliach was mezakeh on behalf of the Eved, so the idea that a third party, Levi, can go be mezaka on behalf of Shimon, the chov that Reuven owed Shimon. Hatofes levach chov kana. That is what Rav Huna said. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef asked him, and he says, Amalei Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, v'afilu b'mokum shechov li'acherim? Is this true even if there's going to be damage to someone else? After all, if Reuven has his item being taken, so Reuven is being hurt. And as well, if there are other creditors to that Reuven owes money to, and Reuven doesn't have a lot of stuff. He only has enough stuff to pay back one, Shimon. He doesn't have enough money or property or items to go pay back Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zevulun. So then the only one that is benefiting over here by this Levi grabbing it on behalf of Shimon is Shimon, but it's hurting Yehuda and Yisachar and Zevulun. So is that true that you're still allowed to do that without being authorized? So Rav Huna says back to Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, yes, absolutely, because in our situation in the Mishnah, the Baal is being hurt when this Shaliach turns around and becomes the Shaliach for the Eved Kenani. So he accepts it on behalf of the Eved Kenani, so the Eved Kenani is being benefited, but it's hurting the Baal. He no longer can retract. So that's what Rav Huna said. And now Rav Yirmiyah the Rebbe wakes up. Adahachi, while they're having this conversation, Isar Behu Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah wakes up, having heard the conversation. It was only a Dremel. He was only slightly, out of it, and he wasn't fully asleep. So this way, he woke up, and now he listens to his talmidim. The Amalu Dardiki. He says, my children over here, my talmidim. Dardiki is young children. In other words, he said that what they were saying was incorrect, and he said, Hachi Rav Yochanan. This is what Rav Yochanan said about this. In fact, that is not correct. That if you grab something, if Shimon is owed money by Reuven, and Levi goes and grabs that money from Reuven, but he's helping Shimon, but he's hurting Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun that are also owed money by Reuven, so then lo kana, he doesn't have the right to go do it without being authorized to do so. The Im Tomar Mishnah say, no, our Mishnah, the Raya, the Rav Huna brought from our Mishnah, seemed to be a good Raya. He says, no, our Mishnah is saying, to new, right? It said Omer Tain get zet liishti or ushtar shichru zeladi. To new, using the language of to new, go and give it, also implies kol Omer to new ki Omer zichu dami. It's as if he had said, go be zolcha this on behalf of the Eved Kenani. The Ein Zeh, Rashi says, Ein Zeh kishar tovis. This isn't like a Levi coming along and just grabbing something. Ella Baal aso shliach lizakusbo. It's as if the Baal said, I want you to act on behalf of this Eved Kenani as his shaliach. So therefore, the Lashon of Tenu changes everything around. And it's Omer, as if he had said, Zichu for this person. And then that certainly would be okay. If Reuven said, listen, I'm paying back Shimon over here. Lady, go and be Zocha this on behalf of Shimon. Then he has the right to do that, even though it's going to hurt Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zavula. But on his own, for Levi to go and do that, no. Because he didn't say Tenu, as we did in our Mishnah. Okay. Amar Chista says, "Hatofes l'balchol b'malkum shechov liachayim." Our exact case over here, where Levi goes and grabs something from Reuven to pay Shimon, even though it's going to hurt Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zevulun. So this is the machlokas. Chista says, "Bonu l'machlokas Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan." This is machlokas Tanoim. It's not because we learned in the following Mishnah in Peya, "Misha liket es apeya." If somebody went and took Peya, Peya is one of the matnos aniyim, that is, you leave a corner of your field, that it should be 1/60th of your field. So a person who wasn't allowed to go collect peya on his own, he's not an ani, but he went and gathered it on behalf of an ani. He likes a certain ani, and he wants to go and collect this peya on behalf of that ani. So Rabbi Lezer Amar Zochalo, Rabbi Lezer says, Yashikayach, you acquired it on behalf of this ani. You were acting as Shliach, Zochli Odom Shalom Bafonim. However, the Chachamim disagreed. The Chachamim, no, Yitnenu Le'ani, Hanim Sarishon. He wasn't allowed to do that, and therefore, he's not allowed to go and act on behalf of the ani. It has to be Hefker for all the aniim. And the fact that he went and got it on behalf of a certain ani does nothing for that particular ani. And in fact, this person who collected the peya has to go give it to the first ani that he finds, because he's not allowed to go and collect it, because when he's zolcher for the ani that he was trying to be zolcher for, he's chav all the other aniim, and therefore you can't do that. So this is a machlokas tanaim between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. However, that was Rav Chista's idea. Amar Amemar v'item Rapapa. Either Amemar or Rapapa said to Rav Chista, no, we disagree with you when we turn to Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Maybe, in fact, that analogy is not correct. This is not the same machlokas amongst the tanaim that you're posing over here. Is not based on this principle of Zoch li Adam Shalom Bafanav. If it's Chav li Acherim, it would be allowed or not allowed. That's not the what the Machlok is about. Because Ad Kan Lo Kama Rabbi Eliezer Hossam, Rabbi Eliezer only said in the Mishnah in Peya that the person was allowed to go and collect it on behalf of the Ani. Why did he say that? Ella, the Migo, because he had a Migo. He had, yeah, could have said this. In other words, I could have done something else. So therefore, allow me to do this, because he had the migo. He could have said, the e boy, if I wish to, mafkir lulunitsi, I could make myself into an ani by being mafkir all my properties. I say all my properties are kiafra diara. They're like the dust of the earth, like we say on the bitul chametz. So therefore, he could say, I'm now an ani, because I just got rid of all my property. And since I as an ani could be zochir for myself, I have the right to be zochir on behalf of this other ani. And therefore, the migo, the e boy, mafkir lulunitsi, since I could have gone and be mafkir all my mechasim, the heavy ani, and then I would become a poor person, the chazi lay, and I would be entitled to go collect it for myself. Therefore, umigu de zochi lay linafshei zochi lichabre, and therefore, only in this situation where I technically could have gone and collected this peya for myself via this hefker migu, so therefore, If I wish to, I don't have to say that. I could just go and collect it on behalf of the Ani. But it has nothing to do in general. But in general, I wouldn't allow a person to be Zocha. In my example, I wouldn't allow Levi to be Zocha on behalf of Shimon when it's going to hurt Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zehulun. And likewise, the other way also. The Chachamim didn't say in the case of Peah that you're not allowed to go acquire it for that poor person. You have to give it to the first poor person that you see, only because it's a pasuk says you can't do that. And that pasuk is only by Peah. Ella, the pasuk says by Peah. Lo, Selakeh, you aren't allowed to go and collect it. Who should go collect it? Leniv, Leger, Tazovo, son. You have to leave it for the Ani and the Ger. So therefore, by Peah, there's a specific pasuk that says you can't do this, and that's why the Chacham said, if you did this, you have to give it to the first Ani, because you weren't allowed to. Lo, Selakeh, Lo, Leoni. You have to go and let the Ani take it himself. You can't go and give it to the Ani. The pasuk says so. That's a specific pasuk by Peah. Aval Hacha, in regards to a dad, who says, Lo, who says that Levi can't go and collect it on behalf of Shimon from Reuven, even though it's going to hurt Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zehulun. So therefore, ha-chalo. So therefore, you can't say that this machlokes in the lesson of Chacham is based upon this idea of can a person be zocha for somebody else if it's going to be chov liachir. Gemara says, umnu, okay, what does Rebbe Lezer do with this pasuk? Rebbe Lezer, hi, lo selakeit, my ovid light. Seems to be that the Chacham will correct that you aren't allowed to go and collect it for another ani. So the Gemara says, what does Rebbe Lezer do with the pasuk? So he would say simply, mi boi le lahazir la ani al shalom. This is a azara, this is a warning that you, ani, if you have a small field, and even though you're entitled to collect payah from somebody else's field, you still have to go and separate payah from your field to go and give it to a different ani. So this is a azhara for a poor person who has a field. He can't take his own payah. He has to leave it for a different ani. Okay. Mark continues and quotes the Mishnah, Shem Yirtze Shelo Lozum Chule. We had said that the Chachamim's opinion was that if the Baal did not wish to go and support his Eved Kenani, he didn't have to do so. So therefore, it was a big zuchus to become free because his whole benefit of being an Eved Kenani is that his Baal supports him. But if the Baal could just take that away, even as he's an Eved Kenani, so therefore there is no benefit to retaining his status as an Eved Kenani, and therefore it's a zuchus for him. That's why Zochel Yadav Shalom Lefonim. That was the Chachamim's understanding. Now, Gemara says, Shamas Minah, we can see over here from our Mishnah, Yochel Arad Loma Eved. The master, the Baal, has the ability to go and tell to the Eved Kenani, I say me, I want you to go work for me. However, but I'm not going to go and support you. So we want to suggest that that is the din. The Gemara is now going to spend most of the rest of the shiur discussing this. So Gemara says, no. The only reason he can do so in the Mishnah is because he actually said the Amalei that the owner, the Baal, could say to the Eved Kenani, say, Masa Yadecha Limizono Secha. Not that I'm not going to support you, but I'm going to say you're on your own. You go earn whatever you earn, and you'll support yourself with whatever you earn, but I'm not going to support you. But he can't say, I want you to give me everything that you earn, and by the way, I'm not going to support you in your free time. So to say, you'll have to go and beg and earn money, earn your keep, earn your food. Gemara says, well, if that's true, so then the kavosei gabisha, since our Mishnah talked parallel, the husband divorcing his wife and the owner of the Eved Kenani going and freeing the Eved Kenani, they have to be parallel. So then, if you're telling me the owner of the Eved Kenani said to the slave, say Masi Adecha, Libzono Secha, so then the similar thing, the kavosei gabisha, the husband tells his wife, the Yom HaLoh, Masi Adayach, go and take your handiwork, Bimzono Secha, and support yourself with your handiwork. So you're telling me that the husband doesn't have a right to do that? Isha, am I love? Why can't a husband say that to his wife? Listen, if the wife wishes to, she's allowed to say, listen, I'd rather keep my own handiwork and not be supported by you. So since that's halachically allowed, if the wife agrees to that, so then how can you tell me the two cases are comparable? You're telling me only in the case of the slave that the master has to tell the slave, take your handiwork and then that will be your food. But by the case of the wife, that's perfectly permissible to do so. Why can't the husband make such an arrangement with his wife? So we're trying to slug up this teretz by saying that the husband has an obligation to support his wife. And only if the wife says, okay, I'm willing to go and keep my mizonos and not take mizonos from you, she's allowed to do so. But by the slave, if you're telling me that the Baal has no obligation to go and support the slave, Yochel Rav Loma Leyeve, I say me, Reni Zoncha, so that isn't true. You see that the Baal does have an obligation. He has to say, "Tzei ma'asi adechlim zonos echadli." So he does have an obligation, and that slugs up your idea. Yochel Rav Loma liyevet asei mi v'eni zoncha. Shmuel says, "No, there's a difference over here. Isha b'delo sofka." You're talking here about a case where the woman doesn't make enough money. She doesn't have sipuk. She doesn't have b'delo sofka. So Rashi says, "Lozo b'ma'asi adel," and therefore the husband has the obligation. Mitzorich lo'osif mishalo. So she needs $100 a week, but she only makes $50 a week, so the husband has to go and say, okay, you take your handiwork and you keep that $50 for yourself, but then the husband still has to kick in the other $50. Whereas by the slave, he doesn't have to do so. So Gemara says, no, Eved Nami, be the low sofik. So then the Eved case also must be that the Eved doesn't make enough money to support himself, and yet, shouldn't it be that the Baal, the owner of the Eved, has to go make up the difference? So Gemara says, no, Avda and Eved, the Nehom Kreise Lo Shavya. He doesn't earn enough money to go and fill his stomach. In other words, he can't even support himself. So Ulamare Ulamarase, therefore, to the owner of that Eved, the man or the woman that owns that Eved, Lamay Mizbay, why would they want to have such an Eved? Therefore, there is no obligation upon the owner to go and support his Eved if the Eved doesn't make enough handiwork. But you can't bring a raya from our Mishnah that the din is that the Eved can be told by the master, listen, give me all your money, and then I'm still not going to support you, and you got to go out and beg on your own. So you can't bring me a sarai from the Mishnah from what we just tried to do so. So we try again, Toshma. We bring another raya, the following raya. Eved shegalali ori miklod, and Eved went and killed somebody accidentally. So an Eved has all of the dinim of a woman, and if a woman kills accidentally, she also goes to an ori miklod. So if the Eved, Kinani, kills accidentally, he has to go to ori miklod. No, the Eved killed accidentally, he's going to the ori miklod. Ein rabo chayev lezono, v'lo od elusha maisa yodu l'rabo. The Brisa tells us here that if the Eved is in the Ori Miklot, the master has no obligation to support him over there, and on top of that, any money that the Eved Kinani earns in this Ori Miklot, maisa yodav, go l'rabo, goes to the master. Oh! This seems to be a perfectly good raya. Shmami na, yochel rav lomar liyevet, asei mi, v'eni zocha. Oh, so let's bring a raya from here. That in fact the din is that the owner of the Eved Kinani has the right to keep the Eved Kinani's handiwork and not support him. Shmuel says, no, that's not true. Because in this braiso, hochamay askin, what are we talking about? D'yomalot, say ma'asi adecho, limzona secha. Again, we must be talking about here that he told the Eved Kinani in the Ori Miklot, listen, I'm not supporting you, support yourself. Whatever you make, so you'll support yourself. But I don't have the right to say, I'm taking your handiwork and not supporting you. Mor says, Ihochi, so then, Maisi Yodav, Amai L'Rabo. So then, why did it say over here? It said, Beferish, Lo'od, Elisha, Maisi Yodav, L'Rabo. If you're telling me, he told him, say, Maisi Yodav, L'Rabo, L'Rabo, so why is the master getting anything? So Mor says, no, that's simple. He made so much money. He was a highly skilled artist in this Eved Kinani, so his upkeep was $100 a week, but he made $200. So therefore, the $100 to keep his upkeep, that he keeps for himself, but the extra $100, the lahadofa, he has to give to the Baal, to the master. So Mor says, obviously, hadofa pshita, what would we need a brisa to tell us that? So Mor says, no, there's a big chiddush. Ma'al detema, if I didn't have this brisa, you know what I would have said? Kivan dechi leslei, Lo Yoivle, since if he doesn't make enough money, he needs $100 a week, he only makes $50 a week, so there's no obligation upon the master to make up the extra $50. So then I might have said, since there's no obligation upon the master to make up the extra $50, if this worker, this Eved Kinani, has a good week, so maybe you would allow him to keep that. So this week he made $150, so he'll have an extra $50 that he'll use for a bad week when he doesn't have a lot of work. Ki isle nami lo lishko mine. So I might have said that, no, it's a wash. We let the Eved keep his handiwork, whether it's a shortfall or a windfall, we let him keep it because there'll be some weeks that he'll make his keep and some weeks he won't make his keep. So the weeks that he does well, we let him keep that money. That's what I might have thought. Kamash Falun. So the Brisa tells us, no, that's not true. In a week that he makes only $50, so the master's not entitled to anything and the poor slave is going to be a little bit hungry. And the week that he makes $150, $200, so the $100 that he needs himself, he gets to keep. But the extra money, the $50, $100 extra that he makes, the Hadafa, that goes to the master. That's what you need the Brisa for. Mar says, why did you tell me you maished Ori Miklot? What was the chiddush over here that it was a case of going to an Ori Miklot? Why was that thrown in? So Mar says, because I might have said, Sokodai Techaminach, the pasuk tells us that you have an obligation to support the guy in the Ori Miklot. V'chai, he's going to go, the Rotzeach, by accident, the Oreg Bishkogla is going to run, he's going to be Boreach to the Ori Miklot. And it says, V'chai, and you might have thought, Ovid lechiyusa tvei, that you have in this situation the Ari Mikla, even more of an obligation to support him that you might not have if he just was living in another city, not in Ari Mikla. So Kamash will know that that's not true. Even though you have this pasuk that says v'chai, it doesn't mean that the Baal has to go give him money. And if the Eved doesn't make enough money, so then unfortunately that's going to be the Eved's problem. So until now, we've basically not been able to bring a raya that the master can go and say, listen, I'm taking all of your money to the Eved Kanani, and you're on your own anyway to support yourself. So the reasons why we weren't able to prove that from the two previous cases was because we said that ultimately those are talking about where the master said, I'm not going to support you, but he said, go take your handiwork and support yourself. Now we want to suggest that that's not true, because keep on reading the Braisa. V'ha miktani seifa, it says in the continuation of the Braisa, that we just had the Ori Miklot, Aval Isha, if a man's wife never killed by accident, she was Rotzeches Bishkoga, so Aval Isha should go to the Ori Miklot, and she had to go to the Ori Miklot, Bala Chayav Bibinazonosea, the husband has to go and pay her food obligations over there, and that implication is, Miklal, Dulo Amala, obviously he didn't tell her, go and take your earnings and earn and keep that for yourself. So it says he has an obligation to go and feed her. So now, the Amala, because if he had in fact said to her, go, see, take your mizonasayich and go and feed yourself with that, so then Baalo Amai Chayim, so then why would the Braisa said that the husband has to go and pay for all her food, Chayim mizonasayich? Oh, it must be that he didn't say that. And therefore, Umi the Sefer, the law Amala, if the Sefer is talking about a case where the husband didn't tell his wife, listen, go and take your handiwork and pay for your own food, it must be. If the Sefer isn't talking about that, Reisha Nami the law Amala. Ah, so now we slug up the idea that we're talking here in the Reisha with the Eved that the Baal told the Eved, see, Masiyah Decha, Bimzona Secha, go and keep your handiwork and pay for yourself. But since the Sefer doesn't say that, the Reish also doesn't say that. So now we slugged up the answer, and we want to bring back our original right that you see from here, that the Baal has the right to say to the Eved Kanani, give me all your handiwork, and nevertheless, I'm not going to go and pay for your food. So he says, no. Li'olam Jamalei. The Reish is talking about where he said that. Ivi Isha, B'dalo Safka. And again, here we're talking about, in the case where the woman didn't make enough money, and that's why the Sefer had to say that Baalo is Chayim B'zonosel. But the Reisha, that's talking about where he has no obligation to go make that up, and therefore, that's why you can't bring a Saraya that he can say to the slave, I'm keeping your money, and I'm also not supporting you. So the Gemara says, wait a second, but the Sefer said, however, the im amar lo tzi masiyah dayich b'mizonosayach rashai. So the Sefer then continues and says, no, that is acceptable. Implication being mikhlal de resha, the lo amar lo. That implies that in the resha, the husband didn't tell his wife that. So he says, you're right. Halachic comment. This is where you have to read the Obraisa. V'im maspekes, you have to add in the words that if the wife makes enough money, so then the husband has the right to say to her, Amar lo, see masiyah dayich b'mizonosayach, then rashai, he is allowed to do that. But if she doesn't make enough money, then he has to go and support her. So the Gemara says, so what's the chiddush over there? Maspekes maila meimra, why do you need to tell me that? That's always the din. So the Gemara says, no, I again might have thought over here, ma'u de tema, I would have said, kol kvuda basmela penima, that it's possible to tell the wife, listen, I know you could go out and earn a living. Now go out and earn a living. Go get a job as an executive in a company. So I might have thought that that's pasnish because it's more covered for her to be in the house, to be inside and not be out in the public. The famous pasuk in Tehillim. So therefore, kamash shalom. So the chiddush is no. The husband has the right to tell her, tse'i masi yadayach b'mizon asayach rashoi. He has the right to do that, kamash shalom, that the husband has the right to do that as long as she makes enough money to support herself. So we still haven't yet been able to prove that the Baal of the Eved Kanani is allowed to tell him, give me all of your earnings and go and support yourself. So, the Gemara says, maybe lema kitanoi. Maybe this is actually a machlokas tanoi. What is that? So we have the following brisa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer, yachola eved lomar lerabo bishnei batzores. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that it's possible that an eved could tell his Baal, his master, his Rebbe, bishnei batzores, during the years of a famine, O parnaseini, either go and support me, O hosieni l'cheretz, or let me go out to freedom, with the understanding that maybe I'll be able to go and support myself. Nobody wants to support it. And they'll say, hey, let his master go and support it. But if I'm a free person, I'm a full yid. And Eved Kenani is not a full-fledged yid. But once he becomes a freed person, he becomes a full-fledged yid. So he says, listen, maybe people will be willing to support me during this time of difficulty, during this time of famine, if I'm a free person. Whereas they're not going to be willing to support me if I'm an Eved. So therefore, either you support me and I'm your Eved, or let me become a free person. That is the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Chamam say, no. Chamam, no. Hershus b'yad rabo, the Baal, the master, has the right to say, I'm not going to support you, and I'm not going to free you. So the Gemara suggests, maybe this is Lamut Kanoi, maybe this is the Machlokes Tanoi movie, my Lab Bahokimitli, maybe that's exactly what they're arguing about. That the Chachamim hold the Mar Savar Yocho, that the Baal has the right to go and say to the Eved, give me all your handiwork, and go support yourself. Whereas Rabbi Gamliel, or Shimon Gamliel rather, disagrees and says, Umar Savar Eino Yocho. He says, no. The slave has the right to say, "Parnaseni, Oud Seni, L'chayrus." Either you have to support me, or you have to free me. Someone says, "Does that make any sense?" Tisbara, really? Hi, the Eved is telling the Baal, "Oh, Parnaseni, either go and support me, oh, Oud Seni, L'chayrus, or let me go out for freedom." That's not the correct thing that he should have said. He should have said, "Oh, Parnaseni, either support me, or Oud Tainli Ma'i Seyor Dai B'Parnasosi." He should have said, or if you don't want to support me, then let me support myself. Why the freedom? What does one have to do with the other? Either you support me or let me support myself. Why should letting me go free make any difference? If the Baal doesn't have the right, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, to go and say, give me all your handiwork and go support yourself, so then he should have said, either you support me or let me support myself. What's this going free business? And oh, and furthermore, why does this have to be only Bishnas Batzoris, only during the years of a famine? Maishno Bishnei Batzoris, why should this be any different than any other year? Bottom line is, if the Baal isn't willing to support the Eved, so then what does it make whether it's a Shnas of a great bounty or it's a Shnas Batzoris, a Shnas of famine? The poor Eved ain't being supported. So therefore, there is no reason that it should say Bishnei Batzoris. So it says, you're right, 100%. Elo, hochamai skin. How do you have to understand the price? The Amar lo. In fact, the Baal told this slave, say Masiyo Decha Livzono Secha. Again, the same thing as we said before. The master has the right to tell the Eved, I'm not supporting you, but you support yourself. Whatever you earn, you earn. I don't have to give you any extra. Ubishnei Batzoris lo sipik. Of course, in a regular year, it'd be a lot easier for the Eved to go and earn his keep because food is cheaper and there's plenty of food available. However, in a Shnas Batzores, Ubishnei Batzores, Lo Sipek, he doesn't have enough food around. So therefore, even if he works hard, he won't be able to support himself. And therefore, nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar, O Parnaseni, O Tzeni L'Cheres, either you have to go and feed me, or then let me go free. Because, as I alluded to before, Kihechid Chazul Inshi Umarachmun Alai, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion is that people will have more mercy upon him if he's a free person. If he's a slave, they'll say, hey, listen, why do we have to support him? That's the master. The master's getting all the benefit of him, so let the go master support him. But if he's a free person, then he's a regular Pasha Deyid, and Nebuch, people will be have Rachmun on him. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, and that's why he says, O Parnaseni, O Hotseni L'Cheres. Whereas the Rabbanim Sabri, no. People are merciful in any event. What does it make whether he's a slave or not? They see a person who never is starving. So if somebody has a merciful nature, so they would go and support a yid who Nebuch doesn't have parnasa, so they also support an Eved Kenani who has mitzvah keisha. He's also a person that you have to have rachim on, and therefore the Chacham say there's no reason to go and free him because either he'll be supported because people have rachim on him or not. But you can't bring any raya from here that this one of these opinions goes according to the idea that the master can say to the slave, you give me all your handiwork and you nevertheless have to support yourself. I don't have to support you. Try again. Toshma. The Omer Rav said, Hamakdish Yedei Abdo. If a Baal, a master of a servant of an Eved Kenani, says, I'm being Makdish all his handiwork, Yedei Abdo, the hands, anything that they make is Hektish's property, so also Eved Lov of Yochel. So that Eved needs to eat. The handiwork, though, goes to Hektish. So the Rav says that that Eved is allowed to go borrow and eat with what he borrows and then work, Va'oseh, Uparei, and eventually pay back the people that he borrowed from. Oh, what do you see from here? The Gemara says, from Rav's statement, Shema Minah, You see clearly from here that the master has the right to take the handiwork of the Eved, as he did in this case, he was Makdish De'abdo, and he says, listen, you're on your own, I don't have to support you. So from Rav's statement, let us bring a riot that there is such a din, that the master can say, I'm taking all your handiwork, or I'm donating it to Tzedakah, and you still have to support yourself. So he says, no, you can't bring a riot from Rav, because Hochemayaskin, you know what Rav's statement is going on? The master is giving him mizonos. Who says the master is not giving you mizonos? So he says, wait a second. If that's true, Lamai, you return to your bays, omid bays, Lamai lo vivyocho. So then the master is giving him food, so then why is this Eved borrowing money for food? If the master is giving him food, why is he borrowing money? So the Gemara says, look, the Eved's hungrier. The master is giving him the bare minimum to survive. And this Eved wants more, and therefore lehadofa. The Eved is borrowing additional money and eventually paying it back because he wants to have a little bit extra and not the bare minimum. Gemara says, if that's so, v'lei melei hektish, so then hektish should be able to say, ad hashta so yiloch below hadofa, v'hashta nami tiskiloch below hadofa. Hektish, who now owns the handiwork of this person, it was donated to hektish, so he can say, listen, until now you didn't have hadofa, so now, because it's on my dime, you're going to get hadofa? After all, everything you earn belongs to hektish. So why should he now be allowed to be lova v'ochel? It's, so to say, on hektish's back. Gemara says, no. Hektish gufei nichle. It's actually good for Hektish because his value will go up. Hektish owns this person now. He was given over to Hektish. And therefore, ki heche de lishbach abde. By the fact that this Eved goes and eats a little bit more, so he's more valuable. He can produce more. Let's say he's getting the bare minimum of food, so he's only able to do $100 work a week because he gets tired more easily. But now, if he goes and eats an extra $25 worth of food, he can do an extra $100 worth a week besides what he was making beforehand. So therefore, it's in Hektish's best interest to allow him to be lova v'ochel. So it's not doing it on Hektish's back. It's actually doing it with the support of Hektish because Hektish benefits from this. Now, Rav had said that you're allowed to go and have the Eved go and do work and be poreya. So Gemara says, ose o poreya, the Eved does work and pays it back, but every penny that he earns, it belongs to Hektish. Kama, kodishle. So he earned $5, boom, it belongs to Hektish. How can he go take that money and go pay back the loan? It belongs to Hektish. Tamar gives us very important teretz. Bepachos, pachos, mishove pruta. Something has no halachic value, so to say, unless it's a shove pruta. So this Eved works for a half of a pruta, and he pays back part of the loan. He works another half of a pruta, pays back part of the loan. Works another half of a pruta, pays back part of the loan. It never reached Hektish's level by never being a full pruta, and therefore Hektish never owns it. Each half pruta that he earned, each pachos mishove pruta that he earned, immediately went towards paying back the debt that he had borrowed for lo v'yochel, and now ose uporeya. And this isn't just a made-up teret, it makes actually very good sense, because the Omer Rav said, ha-makdish yidei avdo, if a person is makdish, the handiwork of his eved, also a eved, also v'yochel, the eved is allowed to go and work and eat and use that money to go and pay back. The ilo avdo, because he doesn't earn extra money for his food, man polachle, who will go and serve him. As Rashi says, "Diba Masru, the Ilo Ovid Man Polakley, Shemi Achar Shein Osilo Michael." Since nobody's preparing for him food, so Ma Yochala Eved Azeh. Who's going to give this Eved food? Who's going to serve this Eved? Man Polachle. Polach is also a lotion of worshiping. But here it means who's going to take care of the basic needs of this Eved if he's not able to go and be Ose Uporeya? Mi Yavdenu, Rashi says, Umi Yizamel Lomazonos. Who's going to be willing to give this guy food? If you're going to tell me, Yamis Bishlomo, Hach Bimale, Veino Yochel, if you're going to tell me that we're dealing over here with the case of the Baal who gives the Eved food, and therefore Veino Yochel, and the Baal doesn't have the right to say, I'm taking your handiwork, but I'm not going to support you. So then, if you hold like that, then everything works out well. Vo'a Bishaino Mala, so here we're talking about, in the second statement that Rav had made, we're dealing with a situation where the Baal does not provide the Eved with food, and therefore the Eved goes, Osa V'yocha. Okay, Shabir, that makes very good sense. But if you're going to tell me, Eli Yamis, Hap B'Shein O'Mala, that the first case that Rav had said, the first statement that Rav had made, was where the Baal doesn't provide the Eved with food, and he has a right to say, nevertheless, V'yocha, and I'm going to take all your handiwork, but I'm not going to provide you food, so then, the Ilo of the Man Palachle, so how do you understand when Rav had said in his second statement, that if nobody is going to allow him to work, so then who's going to give him food? So, man debay niflach, what do we care? That's his own problem. Whoever wants to give him food, will give him food. If nobody wants to give him food, that's his tough luck. The Baal has the right to say, I'm taking your handiwork, but I'm not giving you food. Oh, it must be that The first way we understood Rav is the correct way. The Baal doesn't have the right to say, I'm taking your handiwork, but I'm not supplying you with food. So we see there's no way to understand Rav the other way. The only way to understand Rav is that, in fact, the Baal does not have the right to go and say, I'm going to take all your handiwork, but not give you food. This is a good right, that that's what Rav's opinion is. But that's not everybody's opinion. The Gemara says, Toshma, I'll show you somebody that disagrees with Rav. Yom Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan disagrees with Rav. Because he says, Hakotei Yad Abdo Shochaveiro, if never somebody cuts off the hand of an Evet, not allowed to do this, of course, just, that's the case. It happened. No sin shift, though. So the person who by accident cut off the Evet's hand, it was some sort of an accident. So no sin shift, though. He has to go and pay shifto. That is the unemployment, so to say, benefit. The fact that he's now Shabbos, he can't work, so that's a loss of income. So the person who caused this damage has to pay shifto, the unemployment benefit, urfuaso, and the doctor's bills, he has to pay them. Always very important to pay the doctor's bills. Lirabo, but he gives it not to the Eved, he gives it to the master, because the master was the one who was getting the benefit of his work, not the Eved, and the master is the one that had to pay for the doctor's bills. So the shifto and urfuaso, they go to the master, to the Rebbe, the owner of this Baal, Eved Kanani, the Baal. Also, Evet, and the Evet himself, Nizo Minat Staka. He gets supported from the local Staka. The Baal doesn't have to give him food to eat. Oh, what do you see from here? Shmamino, Yochel Rav Lomalo Evet, Asimi, Venizono. So it seems Rav Yochanan's opinion is that the Baal does have the right to go and say to the Evet, listen, I get all your handiwork, but I'm not supporting you. Clearly, this statement that Rav Yochanan made seems to support that. Where it says, no, it doesn't. Hochel Mayaskin, you know what we're talking about? Bimal Lomazonas, where the Baal was giving him his onus. Where does it say he wasn't giving him his onus? Someone says, of course it did. It said, Ihachi, if you're saying they gave him his onus, am I nizom in that stalker? So what does it mean, nizom in that stalker? So again, the same terrace that we gave before, it's talking about ladofa. The Baal is giving him the minimum amount of food. He's giving $100 a week to support him. That's the bare minimum. But the guy wants a little bit more. So he's going around begging for the extra $50 a week that he can go and eat a little bit better. Lehatofa. That the Baal's not required to do. The Baal gave him the minimum requirements. So he gets his handiwork because he gave him the minimum requirements. But if he wants extra, so that he has to go and beg for it. Ha'evid nizon min hatstaka. Where he says, that can't be right. Ihachi nizon. He'd be telling me that Rabbi Yochanan says that the Evid gets his Parnasa, Nizo Minat Staka, that implies that Nizo means the basic stuff. That doesn't imply Hadafa. He should have said Misparnes. Misparnes more is extra. He gets extra Parnasa Miboyle. That would have been the more proper Lashon than to say Nizo. Nizo is the basic need, so to say. And Misparnes implies Hadafa. But it didn't say Hadafa. It didn't say Misparnes. It did say, however, Nizo Minat Staka. Oh, this is a perfect proof that Rav Yochanan, in fact, holds Elav Shmamino Yocho, that Rav Yochanan's opinion is not like Rav. Rav Yochanan says that the Baal has the right to say, I'm taking your handiwork, and I'm not supporting you. Even the basic Nizo needs Shmamino. So, we finally have it. We have a machlokas over here between Rav and Rav Yochanan as to whether the Baal can say, I'm taking your handiwork, and I'm not supporting you. Rav says no. Rav Yochanan says yes. Now, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that the Baal could go and take the handiwork and not feed him. Doesn't mean he doesn't have to feed him at all. He has to obviously go do Erlich. He has to go and make sure that the Eved doesn't die. And he has to allow the Eved to go out and be supported from Staka. And it also doesn't make any sense. This is his Eved. If he wants the handiwork, he better keep the Eved in good health. So it's not a stark contrast between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. But the basic Etzem Din, that is the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Now let's go and further discuss Rav Yochanan's opinion. On my mind, we just said, no sin shifto rufosu lirabo, also evanizo minat staka. So that was what Rav Yochanan had said, that the shevis, the unemployment benefits that are accruing by the Evan not being able to work, and the doctor's bills, so the person who caused this injury has to pay this unemployment benefit to the owner of the Evan, not to the Evan, has to pay the doctor bills to the owner of the Evan, not to the Evan, and the Evan will go out and nizo minat staka. Now, shifto pshita, why are you telling me this? You know, what's the chiddush over here that Rav Yochanan is telling us that you have to pay the unemployment benefit? Yeah, you caused injury to this guy's property, so of course you have to pay for it. What's the havamina to think that you don't have to? So Gemara says, you're right. The shifto wasn't the chiddush. Rifu also, it's trichalei. The chiddush was to tell us that he has to pay the doctor bills. Gemara questions, why is that a chiddush? Rifu also didehi. Why would you think that that should go to the Baal? that has to go to the Eved. He's the one that has to pay the doctor bills. The boy is suye bay. That money is not being given as a bounty. That money is being used to pay the doctor bills. So why does it go to the Baal? It should go to whoever pays the doctor bills. Mustama, the Eved paid the doctor bills. Somebody says, Lotzricha, you know, we're talking about over here that the Amdua, the experts who came and evaluated, that he would need L'chamisha Yomi. He would need 5 days in the hospital. He would need 5 days treatment. No, let's say it costs $5,000 a day. So he gave him five times 5,000. He gave him $25,000. The Avdulay Sama Harifa, however, instead of giving him the standard cure, which would take 5 days, they gave him a much stronger medicine, Avdulay Samo Harifa, a very sharp, strong medicine, the Itzei Bitlos Yomei, and he only had to be in the hospital for 3 days. So instead of it being a $25,000 cost, it was only a $15,000 cost. However, it came at a price. The Samo Harifa was a little bit more painful. So it was a more intensive, vigorous regimen, albeit it healed him faster, but it involved more pain. So I might have thrown him out of the Tema. Who suffered for this shorter therapy? It was the Eved. So therefore, the Eved should be entitled to, instead of the 15,000, the Eved should be entitled to the 25,000. And he should get to keep the extra 10,000 for his pain and suffering, so to say. Because Mao Tetema, I would have said Saradidehu. He was the one that suffered for the extra $10,000 that he got healed with only a $15,000 cost rather than a $25,000 cost. Kamash Shalon, Sir Yochanan Schiddish is no. And even though he was the one that suffered for it, that is entitled to go to the Baal. Okay. Mark continues and tells us, Tanya, we learn the following b'raisa, explaining our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, Amar Nalola Meir, we said to Rav Meir, they were colleagues, Rashi says, so he didn't call him Rav Meir. We, of course, call him Rav Meir. He was the great, great Tana Rav Meir. But Rabbi Elazar was his colleague, said to him, that how do you explain our Mishnah, this back and forth that we had between Rav Meir and the Chachamim? That Rav Meir had said, that the Baal has the right to be chozer on the get shichrur, as well as the husband has the right to be chozer on the get for his wife, until it goes into the hands of the wife, or the respective case of going into the hands of the Eved Kenani. Whereas the Chacham said, we agree with you in regards to the wife, that you can't be chozer, because zochel yodim shalvavonim, but we disagree with you in regards to the Eved, because it's not a zechus for him to go free, because he can't eat truma. So, Rav Meir had explained it in the way that we just said, and Rabbi Elazar now tells to Rav Meir, "Velo zuchus uli'evet. How can you say it's not a zuchus to the Eved to be a free person? Shiyotzi mitachas de rabo lecheres. The guy's now a free man. How can you say that that's not a zuchus for him?" And Rav Meir had said back, "Amar lanu." Rav Meir responded. Rav Elazar says to this challenge by saying, "Chov ulo shim hayo Eved kohen post lemanat truma. If he was the Eved of a kohen, he's now lost the entitlement to eat truma, which is a big deal." And therefore, that's why you can't do this. It's not zochin l'liyadim, it's chavin l'liyadim, and that's why Rav Meir said you can't do this. And what did the Chachamim respond to that? So Amar Lo, Rav Elazar said that we all responded back to Rav Meir the following. Amar Lo, Falo ma im yirtzeh shalol lezono v'shalol lefayin. So if the Baal says, listen, I ain't feeding you, I'm sorry, I'm not going to go and support you. Doesn't he have the right to do that? We just learned that he have the right to do that. Rashai. And therefore, that's what the Chachamim said. Therefore, it is a schus, because you're telling me he gets truma, but the master can say, I ain't giving you truma. So, therefore, that's why it's a zechus for the Eved to become a free person. So, what did Rav Meir respond to that? So, Rav Elazar said, Amar Lanu, he said, Uma ilu Eved Kohen Shabarach. If you have the Eved of a Kohen that runs away and he never was freed, or Vieshus Kohen Shemar Dabalu, or you have the wife of a Kohen that Nebuch is rebelling against the husband and he hasn't been able to divorce, so she ran away. Hello, Ochlin Bitruma. They're still both allowed to eat Truma, because technically they both are Kenyan Kaspo to the Kohen. The wife is still married to the Kohen, so therefore she's entitled to eat Truma. The Eved is still owned by the Kohen, even though he's run away. He's entitled to eat Truma. Granted, the Baal's not giving it to him, but he can go purchase Truma, which is usually able to be purchased for a lower price, because, supply and demand. There are less people that are able to eat Truma, so therefore the cost of Truma is usually lower. So therefore, the Eved benefits, even though he's run away, he benefits from being the Eved of a Kohen. But now, if you're telling us that the Shaliach can go and free this Eved without the Eved having asked him to do so, all of a sudden now, until now, he's been eating Truma, but now he suddenly can't eat Truma. So it's Chavin Lo, and therefore Rav Meir says you can't do this. Okay, that explains the Eved. The Gemara continues by quoting this Braisa, with the Chachamim saying, Aval Isha Chovula. But the woman to accept the divorce, have the Shliach accept the divorce on her behalf without her assigning him to do so, that is definitely a Chov for her. Because now she came Pisala Minatruma Umavsida Minamazonas. Because now she loses two things. She loses the right to eat Truma. If the divorce goes through, she's now no longer an Ashes Kohen. And therefore, if she wasn't a bat kohen herself, then she is no longer allowed to go and eat truma. And as well, she loses the general support, mafsidim and amazonis, that her husband is required to give his wife. So certainly, everybody agrees that that would be a chol for her, and therefore, even the chacham agree with the mayor that the shaliach can't go and accept this get on her behalf without her telling him to do so, because that's definitely his chob in lo liyadim shalom b'fanim, which is not allowed. So the Gemara wants to understand this a little bit better. My karmulei, what did Rav Elazar the Chachamim actually say to Rav Meir, and what umay komahadulu, and what did he respond to them? Remember, we had said the Mishnah was a little bit enigmatic, so now we'll try to understand it a little bit better. So halachi karmulu, this is what Rav Meir was saying to the Chachamim. Hashavtuni al hamizonos. Yes, you've answered me in regards to the mizonos. You basically said that the master has the right to say, I'm not supporting you. So therefore, in regards to the mizonos, so you've answered me. I understand that. However, matishuveni ala truma, but the truma aspect, that you didn't answer me, because even if the master is not giving him truma, the eved has the ability to go and purchase truma in the marketplace. And as I said, truma is bezol. Truma, since there are less people interested or able to go and eat it, so the prices are lower. Right? If everybody wants to buy this loaf of bread because it's chulin, so the prices will be higher. But if only 2%, 5% of the population can buy it, so then he's going to have to lower the prices in order to sell it before it spoils. Ah, you're going to tell me, v'chitemru, Ibari Zorik Le Gita Upasule. And if you're going to tell me that technically the Baal can go and throw the get into the Dalet Amos of the Eved and he'll be freed no matter what, he won't be allowed to eat Truma anymore because he'll have become freed via the get coming into the Dalet Amos of the Eved. So how is this Shaliach doing anything different than the Baal throwing the get within the Dalet Amos of the Eved? So the Shaliach is like the Dalet Amos of the Eved. So the Gemara says, no, that's just simply not true. Shavik le, the Orik, the Ozuliyama. Because guess what? He'll run away. So the Baal can throw it into his Dalet Amos, and therefore he'll still be able to continue eating very, very inexpensive Truma as the Kinyan Kaspo of the Baal, as opposed to this Shaliach has taken away that ability for the Eved to go and eat very inexpensive Truma. So how can you tell me that it's a Zchusrim? It's in fact Chavim Lo. As we turn to Yigim Lamed Aleph, where we actually say this, Uma Ilu Eved Kohen Shebarach, if the Eved of a Kohen runs away, and the Baal, the owner, had not given him his get shichror, or the Ashes Kohen Shemar Da Baal, or Nebuch, if the Kohen's wife and the Kohen don't get along very well, and she runs away, but he never gave her a get, both of them, Halo Oklin Betruma, both are allowed to eat Truma, and therefore, you are disadvantaging them if you were to go and accept this get shichra on behalf of the eved, or the get for the woman on behalf of the woman. V'zein ocha, because until now halo ochlim b'truma v'zein ocha. Now they can no longer eat. So that is where Rav Meir had responded to the chachamim, to Rav Elazar and the chachamim. And the Gemara says Taka is very right. Shapir karmelu, he said very, very well. So what are the chachamim going to answer back? So Amar Rava. Rava says haynu de komahadre legbi masdisen. That now we can understand what our Mishnah is. The funny that enigmatic end of the Mishnah where they had said that neishu kinyano, the chachamim responded back to Rav Meir because he is considered kinyan kaspo. The e bai shokel arba zuzim yisrael, because if that owner wished to, he could just take Dalet Zuzim, this is just the number, it means a small amount of money, and sell him. And he's no longer owned by the Kohen. You don't need the slave around in order to go and sell him. So he could walk over to somebody else and say, listen, you want to buy an Eved really cheap? He's not here, but if you ever get him back, he's all yours. Give me a buck. Okay, I'll give you Dalet Zuzim, a buck. I'll give you a very small amount of money. Oh, now he's no longer owned by a Kohen. All of a sudden, this Eved, who thought he was doing very well by being able to buy inexpensive Truma, suddenly can't. So therefore, it is a Zchus for him to go at least be a free person, rather than to have this minimal amount of Zchus that the fact that he's owned by a Kohen provides to him, because that can be taken away at any moment, because he's only Kinyan Kaspo. That's the only reason he's allowed to eat. And if the Kohen sells him to somebody else, instantly, he's no longer Kinyan Kaspo of a Kohen and wouldn't be allowed to eat. Wherever he is, even though he never got a get shichra, he's no longer considered the Eved of a Kohen and can't eat Truma. Now the Gemara says, according to Rav Meir, that only works, his whole Svara only works for an Eved Kohen, for an Eved of a Kohen. Tainach Eved Kohen, because the advantage is he's eating Truma. Eved Yisrael, Michael Nehmer, what are you going to say about an Eved to a regular Yid? He has no benefits of eating Truma, so what benefit does he get by still remaining in Eved? Every Yisrael, Michael Amemar. So Rishul Bar Yitzchak, he says, Neishim Afsido, Mishivcha Kinanis. Oh, because he no longer is allowed to marry a Shivcha Kinanis. Now, Gemara says, Adirabba. So, Hareyu Matiro B'Vasharit. Now he's a full-fledged Yid. He can marry a beautiful Yiddish Meidala. So, why are you telling me, well, he's giving up Shivcha Kinanis, but he's getting back Vasharit. He's getting back a beautiful Jewish Meidala. So Gemara says, no, that's not the mindset of this Eved. He's an Eved. Abdo Behefkeru Nichle. He's used to having his way, whatever he wants. He doesn't have all the restrictions and laws that a full-fledged Ben Yisrael has. As an Eved, he was able to have this shivcha, that shivcha, he could have a more hefker lifestyle, Rechmona Litzlan. And he's used to that. So Abdo Befkeru Nichale, he likes that. And therefore, Zilale, he prefers to have over here something like a shivcha kinanis, Rechmona Litzlan, rather than a bas Yisrael. Shichichale, and they'll always be readily available, as opposed to he has to go find a nice Jewish girl to marry. And Pritzalei, he likes the Pritzos. This night he's with this one, that night he's with that one, Rechmona Litzlan. So therefore, that's why Rav Meir says it's not zochin for this Eved to say, well, now you're a free person, you can marry a Bas Yisrael. He actually preferred it better when he was an Eved, and he could have a Shivcho Kinanis anytime he wanted to. And therefore, that's Rav Meir's full understanding. We have the Chachamim's full understanding. We now understand the Mishnah. And with this, we conclude today's share.